Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying the book of 1 Samuel, where we are learning about the life of David. And we're understanding that David is a man of deep character and devotion to the Lord, and God's presence of providence and protection are all over David's life, all of which equals success for David. Is that how we measure success? Success is having the presence of God reigning in your life, which then displays itself in godly character, overcoming the enemy of sin. I wish we would think of success in this way. Are you teaching your sons how to fight sin? Are we teaching our daughters how to war against the flesh in the power of the Spirit? Are you a success in those areas? Am I a success in those areas? You know, it matters very little how far up the corporate ladder you can get if you're bogged down in the mire of sin. The size of your house, the number of cars, the boat, the retirement, it means nothing if there's not fruit of the Spirit on display. It doesn't matter how many trophies are on the mantle if there's not fruit of the Spirit. That is what is success. So listen to me, men and women. Jesus did not come to entertain you with personalities or big top events or to put on appearances. Your church, our churches are here to help us understand the only fighting chance that we have comes from the active presence of the Lord in our life. Listen to me, parents. Churches are not there to dazzle or wow or coddle your children with warm little Bible stories. Churches are present to help you, assist you, and equip you to raise warriors, to raise your boys and girls to be men and women who know the realities of the world and are ready to face them head on with the only arsenal that will protect them and damage the enemy. So church isn't story time, it's boot camp. As you pray today, please remember Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia, and also remember the Araku LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.